Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Well, what is going on, everyone? Good morning to you. Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Well, what a win. What a day. What a morning. What a weekend. What a hello. Got an NFC Championship game coming up in 6 days. What a win by the Eagles. Wild conditions, wild win. Thrilling victory. We'll talk about it all show. Obviously, the snow a major factor. This game came right down to the wire. Either team could have won. Birds did. Congrats to the Eagles. And on to the NFC Championship game. Look, 215-592-9494 for your reaction all through the show. Very heavy on the phone lines, particularly early this program. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
What up, my man?
Birds cannot detect spiciness.
Now they can deal with
foods.
They can deal with snow.
Birds. Yeah, we can. We can run the ball. We can move the ball. But birds, doesn't matter. They can taste the other parts of peppers and everything, but they can eat ghost peppers like the cow until the cows are coming home because they can't detect spiciness.
All right,
good for birds.
So let's get to it here. I mean, guys, let me just start with this. Truly epic victory. I mean, really, truly, truly epic. We've seen a lot of Eagles games. We've seen some epic through the years, but you don't get it that often. This was one of them. Part of what, and I thought a big part of what made it so epic, was how nerve-wracking it was at almost every juncture of the game. I would honestly tell you, to me, just about the only time that wasn't nerve-wracking was the Eagles' first possession when they moved right down the field and scored, and you feel good. And then when there was like 4.5 minutes to go and Saquon had just had the run and you're up by the 13 points and you feel good for about 2 minutes until the Rams score and you're like, all right, hold on, we're back to nerve wrack. Other than those couple minutes, I mean, guys, we were walking on a freaking tightrope as a fan base the whole game, the whole time. And it was scary as hell, but we also knew the Eagles were the better team. I believe they would probably find a way to pull it out, but with no certainty. I mean, the season was hanging by a thread. Jalen Carter, I really thought I really thought he saved the season. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought he saved the season a couple times. I mean, he's got the punch out of Kyren Williams of the ball, right, in a critical juncture when things have gotten even hairier than they had been. He obviously has the sack on Stafford on third down. He has a major pressure on Stafford on fourth down. He was awesome. Saquon was awesome. Gutsy by Jalen. Really gutsy by Jalen. Now, some good and bad. Obviously, we'll talk about it today. We'll talk about it all week. But tremendous credit for the guts he showed. The defense, to a large extent, played a good game. The crowd was there. The crowd was into it. The snow was there. Look, just I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of Eagles football. Put this one in the big capital E. Epic category. Phenomenal job. Phenomenal job by the Philadelphia Eagles. Pulling it out and advancing to an NFC Championship game that I think they will win. Look, we'll take your calls all show, 215-592-9494. Not that I take that one for granted. There's some scary elements there. We don't quite know exactly what's going to happen with Jalen and his knee. But what a great job by the Eagles yesterday. Your thoughts, your calls, 215-592-9494. John, talk to me.
The Lions lost to the Commanders. We got the NFC Championship game here in Philadelphia. I thought there was no way possible this could come to pass. And crazy things happen. Crazy things happen this time of year. But we are insulated against the crazy stuff because teams that can run will win this time of year. Teams that can play defense will win this time of year. We are winning. Now we need to get real about what needs to get done to finish this thing. I think we can be real. Hey, we're playing a divisional opponent that we believe we are better than on paper at our home stadium. for the chance to go to the Super Bowl. I feel so good about that. I feel so great about that. We have the best odds to win the Super Bowl.
That's right.
I feel so great about that.
I agree.
But there are certain things that need to be figured out and corrected, and there are certain things that really inspired me in this game. The things that, man, inspired me, we're no longer worried about extra players in the box. We on those long touchdowns, Jalen Hurts' touchdown, there was a safety down in the box. It didn't matter. Saquon's long touchdowns, safety, you know, inserted. It doesn't matter. If the safety gets fooled by the angle anyway, because Saquon is 230 pounds and runs like the wind,
yeah.
It doesn't matter if he's down. It doesn't matter if he's back. I love the fact that we were just calling it and running it at times. I love the fact that you could see on the TV copy Jalen and Saquon locking eyes saying, holy cow, that safety, you know what? I'm going to set up this block on the inside. I'm gonna take the inside zone outside and bounce that. There's no way he can catch
well,
me.
Just for
I'm going to go hit my head on the goalpost, man.
Just for what it's worth, because I think there's a little bit of a misconception after the game about that. Saquon said after the game that it was he just didn't know if he was lined up in the right spot.
Oh, really?
And was communicating to Jalen, am I lined up okay?
Oh, well, okay.
Let's go with the other one. The watch this was way cooler.
Let me tell you what happened. He maybe lined up on the wrong side. The bottom line was the way Saquon set up his blocks, and this is something that every running back coach talks to his running backs about constantly. Set up your blocks on the inside. He made it look like he was cramming it up inside. He made it look like he was going to cram it twice and then bounced it. So that allowed every one of his offensive linemen to get onto their blocks and stay on their blocks. He does such a great job with all that, and he is unstoppable. And we saw that again. That's why we are the Super Bowl favorites. But taking seven sacks when you drop back to pass, how many times? Less than 30 times. There's a lot of blame to go around there. There's a lot of blame going to Jalen. There's a lot of blame going to the offensive line. There's a lot that needs to be fixed on that front. And it's as simple as, at times, just throw the ball away.
Yeah.
I mean, just a sack destroys a drive. Get rid of the ball instead of taking that sack. And I know that some of this might be pre-programmed. This is all part of the grand scheme of this is what works. We don't turn the ball over. He's going to continue to be this conservative, and this is how he does it. Man, I feel like he should have gotten rid of that thing.
Well, I agree with you on that. I think the thing is, the knee probably played a part, particularly when he came back in the game and is in the end zone.
How in the world is he even healthy? I can't even believe he came back from that.
Look, we guys,
that's incredible.
We're going to be all ears for what is it? I mean, I don't know. I was wondering, you know, is it a torn knee? Is it a sprained knee? Like, what is it? We still don't obviously know. Something ain't right. I mean, the way he got bent was scary, and then seeing him move thereafter wasn't good. He did move a little bit more in the fourth quarter than when he initially came in the game, which was obviously a good sign. But it's a real concern against Washington, and it's going to bring back into question who should be the backup quarterback and all that sort of stuff. But look,
doesn't bring anything into question. He's going to play. He finished
well,
the game.
Well, the different issue, though.
I mean, think that
it does bring into question who the backup quarterback should be before the game.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I totally disagree.
We have a backup quarterback who's been the backup quarterback the entire season. Changing that now would fly in the face of everything that this
organization
does.
Just remember, in our poll 2 weeks ago, more people wanted Tanner McKee to be the backup than Pickett. So I'm just telling you.
Okay, that doesn't mean that's what the organization does or even consider.
John, they've been sticking with Jake Elliott, and they shouldn't. Let me put this out there right now. It's time to switch kickers. Time. I thought about it after the game quite a bit. It was about 3 hours after the game. You know, I'm watching the Bills-Ravens game. And at some point, I put on Twitter these three words: "Enough is enough."
It's
enough.
I think it's too late. I think this has been mismanaged to the point where it is actually too late to make the switch.
I disagree.
I think his confidence is so shot. I can't believe two extra points were
Look,
missed.
I've seen,
now it really is a crapshoot every time he takes
John,
a kick.
I know, and
I don't think that changing is the answer. That's, I think you made this bet. You have to lie in it, and it's basically don't kick.
And they probably will
when you have the chance.
Yeah, they probably will lie in it. I know I've seen the Phillies stick with Mitch when they shouldn't have, who was a good pitcher, and they stuck with him. We saw the Phillies stick with Craig Kimbrell, who was a good pitcher, and they stuck with him, and they shouldn't have. And we're seeing the Eagles stick with Jake Elliott, and I'm telling you right now, I think it's a mistake. I stood by it for a while because, you know, we all love Jake. He's been a great Eagles kicker, the whole deal. I hear you, John, the last couple weeks. I thought, yeah, probably too late. Enough. I can't have a miss every game and two misses. I can't. I don't want it. So, look, that's...
When you're missing extra points, it's because it's in your head.
I agree with you, John.
It is so in his head.
I agree.
And they should have recognized this. They should have made the change, but it needed to be in November.
All right, so look, that obviously is on the table. The whole game's on the table. The whole weekend's on the table. What lies ahead is on the table. The snow, if you were down there and the snow experience, we would love to hear the experience from your standpoint in the stands. Major credit to the 70-something thousand that were there screaming their head off, dealing with the snow. I mean, just what a phenomenal, and I mean phenomenal win by the Philadelphia Eagles, a day that made me very proud to be an Eagles fan. Look, your thoughts, your calls.